Blog Talk Radio.
Magazine in the morning. We're broadcasting live right here from Tory's Restaurant, 700 V Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. This is Washington's premier restaurant. Food beyond compare. Breakfast served all day. Anything your heart desires, they have. You can come down here every day and have breakfast all day long. All the type of home-cooked meals there is. The owner, Mr. Goodman, is one of the best individuals in the Washington metropolitan D.C. area. He not only serves the community, but he has a heart of gold. We're going to be listening to him earlier come on the air talking about the restaurant. But the restaurant is called Tory's Restaurant, 700 V Street, Northwest. We'll be right back. Tory's Restaurant, 700 B Street, Northwest, the number one restaurant in D.C. Don't forget the upcoming event, the biggest event in D.C., the Foxtrot CBC Affair. We're going to be coming to you Black Caucus Weekend, celebrating 31 years of publishing and 65 years of life. It's going to be at the Toscana Restaurant, 1350 I Street, Northwest, September 19th, Congressional Black Caucus Weekend. Be there. Don't miss this opportunity to make sure that you are in a serious event, the event of the year, Black Caucus. We'll be right back with Mr. Goodman.
So that's your
Come down here and network and to participate in this restaurant. This restaurant is a staple in Washington, D.C. It's historical. It's been here for a long, long time. Nowhere in this world have we been this blessed to have a restaurant like Torrey's. Mr. Goodman, you on the line? Mr. Don Goodman, you on the line? Go ahead. Caller number 301-742. You're on the line. Go ahead. Be There Magazine, right here in the morning. Network and learn. Have your business and have your business well. Make sure your business is doing what it needs to be. We are making sure that you can elevate your business. Next Tuesday, we have a financial and entrepreneurial boot camp over in Atlanta, Maryland. Come out and learn tips of how you can market your business. Air code 301-742. Mr. John Goodman, you on the air?
Go ahead.
Hey, Bruce, go ahead, Bruce. Bruce, you on the air. Go ahead, Bruce. Tell us about Bruce is a staple. Bruce is an individual who has been, I've been knowing Bruce a long time. He is an upstanding man in the community. He also has his own business. He's a man about town. Tell us, Bruce, about your connection to Torrey's.
Can you hear me, Russell?
I hear you. Go ahead. You're on the edge.
Okay. Mr. John Goodman, the owner, he's a very good friend of mine. I've known him since I've been at Howard University. He was in charge of the student center down at Howard when we were there. Fantastic restaurant Torrey's is. The food is fantastic. The service is outstanding. They make you feel like you're at home eating. It's a great place to eat. The food is exquisite, especially the breakfast. And I would invite everybody to come and partake of the festivities at Torrey's.
What is your favorite meal at Torrey's? What are your favorite dishes that you get when you come in? You hear it here a lot. So what do you specifically like? Breakfast.
Breakfast.
I like the breakfast also. They have
24/7 breakfast.
24/7 breakfast. But here's a key also. They have something that is really, really unique with breakfast that I get when I get here, and it's the chicken livers and gravy and grits. Every restaurant does not have that, and even if they have it, they don't know how to cook it. It's one of those deals where this is home-cooked meals at its best. And it's right here in the Florida Avenue, Shaw area. The area that is up and coming and booming in Washington, D.C. And this area here is good, is progressively moving so fast that we have to make sure we support our staples like Torrey's Restaurant. Torrey's Restaurant is at the corner of 700 B Street. Also, they have off-street parking. Parking is a valuable thing right now in Washington, D.C. If you have parking, you have a life to your business. And they have free Wi-Fi. Free Wi-Fi. Come in with your computer, your laptop, and you can work on your projects. You can enjoy the internet. It's free Wi-Fi right here at Torrey's Restaurant. Torrey's Restaurant. We're waiting for Mr. Goodman, the owner, to come on, because he's going to tell you really about how he started, how he got this restaurant and progressing. And this is really what we're going to take another break. We come back, we're going to have Mr. Goodman. We'll be right back. Money, money, money. Magazine in the morning.
BJAM Magazine in the morning. Networking at its best. We're here at Networking and Learn every morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. Nationwide. Worldwide. The World Wide Web. Where can you hear about businesses and network all over the world? Be There Magazine, motivational networking show in the morning. Let's talk about the upcoming event of the history, the event that's going to be the epic event for Washington, D.C. Congressional Black Caucus Weekend. We have acquired the whole five-star, six-star restaurant, Toscani West, 1350 I Street, right across from the park. It's going to be the VIP. We've invited everybody who has been associated with the magazine. We're celebrating 31 years of publishing, from Russell's News to Be There Magazine, and I'm celebrating my 65th birthday. 65 years of life, 31 years of publishing. We're inviting everybody who was associated with the magazine from years ago. Kathy Hughes, Dick Gregory, Bully Jolly, Matt the Bush Doctor, Marion Barrett, Sharon Becker. The list goes on and on and on. You need to be there. If you're not there, I just don't know what to say. We're not going to say you're square. We're just going to say you're not there. And this is the place to be. You don't want to be after the Congressional Black Caucus to say, I was not there. Tickets are on sale right now. They're $25. Early bird special. If you see me out, I have tickets. Go online and purchase tickets. It's also in conjunction with the Foxtrap CBC affair. So it's a Foxtrap CBC members and Be There Magazine readers all in one place. You'll see people you haven't seen in years. Bruce is going to be there. If you know Bruce, Bruce is a man that is extremely important in this town. There is only one Bruce. Bruce will be there. We will have Malcolm Beach, the owner of the Foxtrap, Bill Lindsay. He doesn't come out often, but he's coming out for this affair. So you'll see historical people, people that you need. We also contact Denise Roloff, the owner of the Informer newspaper. We're going to have people there that's been history that I've been known for 31 years. J.C. Hayward. We just invited J.C. Hayward. I've been knowing her for 28 years. We invited her, Duke Green. Duke Green is a powerful man in this town. He'll be there. The list goes on and on and on. You have to be there. If you don't understand the power of getting people together who has done something in this town, it's the real movers and shakers, the real heavy hitters. And if there's an opportunity for you to network, you can come out and network. Bring your business card. Be what you need to be, because it's going to be history. Be There Magazine Celebration Black Caucus Weekend. We'll be right back. Going to be in the loop because everything is the internet. The internet is shutting
everything now. If you didn't understand the internet, you have to understand it now. When you saw the Graham, Katherine Graham is no longer with us, but her son, Donald Graham, just sold the Washington Post. The Washington Post, Washington's premier newspaper, the most powerful paper in the nation, was sold. The family owned that paper outright, and they took the obligation to sell it. What does that mean? Why would a family do that? And they sold it for $250 million. You know why? Because they realized the internet is the beast. What could they get for it? The Globe in Washington, I mean, the Chicago Globe sold for something like $1.5 million. The longer he kept the paper, the less it was going to be worth, because the internet was going to tear it apart. And he saw it coming. He said, he sat his family down, and he said, what can we do? We need to get this money what we can get now. If the longer we wait 5 years from now, we will it'll be less. 10 years from now, we may get $1 million for the paper if we get that much. He took $250 million because that came with the paper, the TV stations, everything he owned. He put it under one conglomerate and sold it to one man. That is the power of the internet. The internet is shutting everything down. If you don't get on, I saw the vision 15 years ago. We were publishing Brussels News, Be There magazine, Washington Business Guy was a print magazine. I stopped printing 15 years ago. And I went online. The reason I'm here today is still existent because I saw the vision. You see the vision. My goal now is to market and educate 10,000 individuals to become marketers, to market themselves. You have to do this yourself. It can't be done for you. We have to teach you how to do it. I want to leave a legacy of marketers, people who can brand themselves. Come out next Tuesday to the Financial Educational Entrepreneurial Boot Camp, Atlanta, Maryland. You're going to see Diane, who's going to teach you about taxes and about entrepreneurship of retirement. You're going to have Jackie Chandler, who's going to be there to talk about credit, how to repair your credit. You're going to have Brian, he's going to come and talk about apps. The future is all about apps. If you don't have an app for your business, then your business won't have you. And you should be able to tell somebody, pull up my app. Not pull up my website, pull up my app. And the app then, when they download your app, they download your business. Pull up Be There Magazine's app. Don't go to my website. You pull up the app, everything is on there, including your website, including your Twitter account. Food information. The apps is the world now. If you don't have an app, Apple has 250,000 apps. There's an app for everything. But is there an app for your business? Come out next Tuesday. Brian will show you how to have an app for your business. This is going to be huge. We're going to come back with closing statements. We're broadcasting live right here at 700 B Street, Northwest. Tory's Restaurant, the best food in town. We're sitting here now broadcasting live. I've got Bruce right here across from me. He's having a cup of coffee. We're not talking about Starbucks coffee. We're talking about Tory's coffee. There's nothing better than Tory's coffee because you're having coffee with friends. You're not walking into a coffee shop, standing in a line, waiting for somebody to give you a cup, and you hold a cup and walk out. You're sitting down here in a comfortable home setting, talking to people with a cup of coffee and a real cup and saucer. You realize what it was to have a cup and saucer? Back in the day, you used to walk into a carryout, what they call a diner, and you sat at the counter, and the lady had on an apron, had on a cloth thing, she had a little hat on, and she gave you a cup of coffee for a nickel. It was in a cup and a saucer and a spoon. That's what you have here at Tory's. You're going to sit down with a cup of coffee, not a styrofoam cup, Let's be clear on this, a cup of coffee. And that's what we're doing right now. I'm sitting right here with Bruce, and he's having a cup of coffee. We'll be right back to close the statements. See you tomorrow morning.